Non-citizen voting has emerged as a flashpoint this election year. Republicans, including former President Trump, want to crack down on non-citizens voting in federal elections, even though that is already illegal. Some jurisdictions do allow non-citizens to vote in local elections, though. As Michaela Lefrak with Vermont Public reports, turnout is low and local leaders are trying to figure out why.
In the municipal offices for Winooski, Vermont, population 8,000, City Clerk Jenny Willingham clicks open a file with data from the last local election in March.
1,345 people participated in our annual city and school election. 11 of those ballots cast were from our all-resident voting.
Winooski is one of three Vermont cities where non-U.S. citizens can vote locally. Willingham says getting those 11 non-citizens to vote took a lot of legwork.
I did the ballots in 12 languages this year and had four interpreters there: Burmese, Nepali, Swahili, and Somali.
Burlington, the state's largest city, counted 62 votes by non-citizens, less than half of 1% of the nearly 15,000 votes cast. And in Montpelier, the state capital...
What have I got? I've got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7...
That's John Odom, Montpelier's city clerk.
8.
Counting their 18 registered non-citizen voters. There's so few of them that he keeps their paperwork in a half-inch blue binder.
Yeah, not a whole lot happening on that front in Montpelier, but we're still very proud of it, of course.
This trend extends outside Vermont. Tacoma Park, Maryland, legalized local non-citizen voting 30 years ago. Still, registration and turnout remain relatively low. There are grassroots efforts in Vermont to increase voter participation among green card holders, refugees, and asylum seekers. The city of Burlington pays outreach workers to connect with immigrant communities. Jules Wetchie is part of that program. He's from the Democratic Republic of Congo. He hosts local radio and TV shows where he talks about voting and other topics for French-speaking new Americans.
And I did what they call civic education, to push people to know how they should be engaged to vote, because it's very important. This is our second country, so we are living here. We should be more engaged to the political situation.
But Wetchie says there is some fear. People have told him they're afraid they might get harassed when they vote, or it might mess with their citizenship application, even if their city clerk assures them that it won't. Some of that fear stems from the national spotlight on this issue, which got brighter last month. That's when former President Donald Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson pushed legislation aimed at stopping non-citizens from voting in federal elections, which is already illegal. Vermont Secretary of State Sarah Copeland Hansis, a Democrat, says she understands why some Vermonters are reluctant to have their names on a publicly available list of non-U.S. citizens.
We are a nation of immigrants, so it's wild to imagine how we got to this place where we have to worry about these things.
Winooski and Montpelier were sued by the state and national Republican parties to try and stop local non-citizen voting. The lawsuits were thrown out, but Copeland Hansis wonders if they added to the chilling effect.
Because I'm quite certain that there are more folks who would have been eligible to vote in those local elections.
In Washington, D.C., Republicans in Congress are trying to block a law allowing non-citizens to vote locally. The law went into effect in January, and 372 non-citizens are registered in a city with around 450,000 total registered voters. There's a lot of pressure on local officials. They know that one slip-up, like a presidential ballot being mailed to a non-citizen, could end up on the national news. Larger jurisdictions, like D.C., have voter databases that track non-citizen voters. Vermont doesn't yet. Winooski City Clerk Jenny Willingham keeps her non-citizen voter registrations in a beige filing cabinet.
All right, so you have, like, manila folders and filing cabinet.
Manila folders and a filing cabinet.
Despite the low turnout, non-citizen voting means a lot to many Vermont immigrants. Jules Wetchie says his mom recently made the move to Vermont. She only speaks Swahili and a local dialect, but he hopes she can vote one day.
Because her voice is very important. Her voice can change many things.
The thing is, Wechi and his family just moved to the city of South Burlington, which doesn't have non-citizen voting. His mom can't vote there. But he can. He's a full citizen. He's even thinking about running for office one day. For NPR News, I'm Michaela Lafrak in Burlington.